Plato's Cave. Just like the allegory of Plato's Cave, wherein people looking at shadows reflected on the wall of the cave believe the shadows to be reality itself, physics is dealing with lower-dimensional shadow projections of reality, not reality itself. The greatest achievement of 20th century physics, to quote Sir James Jeans, is the general recognition that we are not yet in contact with ultimate reality. We are still imprisoned in our cave with our backs to the light and can only watch the shadows on the wall. It is as if the walls of the cave are representative of space and time, and matter is the shadows cast upon the screen of space and time, while the reality outside the cave which produces the shadows on the walls of the cave is outside of space and time. Using poetry to express the state of affairs, Jeans writes in his book, The Mysterious Universe, that events in time and space become no other than a moving row of magic shadow shapes that come and go. The laws of physics are stencil-like descriptions of a lower-level cross-section of a higher-dimensional immaterial reality. Eddington writes, "In the world of physics, we watch a shadow-graph performance of familiar life. The shadow of my elbow rests on the shadow table as the shadow ink flows over the shadow paper." When physicists look at quantum reality, they are not seeing the unmediated thing in itself, but rather abstract mathematical symbols that represent reality. To quote Eddington, "We have learnt that the exploration of the external world by the methods of physical science leads not to a concrete reality, but to a shadow world of symbols." No one has ever directly seen the quantum world. Physicists track its ghostly footprints, inferring the world of the quantum through the results of their experiments. In doing physics, as Bohr points out, it must be recognized that we are here dealing with a purely symbolic procedure. The symbols utilized by physics represents the underlying reality, the nature of which remains hidden, mysterious, and inaccessible. If physicists regard their theories as direct descriptions of reality as it is, there is a high possibility of falling into the error of confusing the map with a territory. One of the greatest advances of the new physics is the realization that it isn't dealing with reality per se, but with the projections of a deeper reality cast into the third dimension as it interfaces with our consciousness through the instruments of our brain and nervous system. Speaking about his own field of psychology, Jung writes, "I have not the faintest idea what psyche is in itself. Yet, when I come to think and speak of it, I must speak of my abstractions, concepts, views, figures, knowing that they are our specific illusions. We have no idea of absolute reality, because reality is always something observed." Similarly, the elementary particles of the quantum realm are human abstractions, made up in our attempt to understand the mystery. To quote Eddington, "The frank realization that physical science is concerned with a world of shadows is one of the most significant of recent advances." Before the advent of quantum physics, physicists were under the delusion that they were dealing with reality itself, not realizing they were engaging with its mere shadows or projections. In studying physical reality, physicists are contemplating an echo of ultimate reality, not its source, as if they are seeing the reflection of God's countenance, not her face directly. When an echo is recognized for what it is, those who will not be satisfied with listening to anything but the source will begin to place their attention in the direction from which the echo emanates. In some sense, the higher dimension contains its third dimensional projections within itself. These projections exist only as abstractions, however, which is to say that the source of the projections, the higher dimension, is not the same as the projections, but is something else entirely. Something of a nature beyond and transcendent to its lower dimensional shadow projections. This is similar to how a reflection in the mirror is inseparable from the object that it is reflecting, while also not being the same as the object, which is beyond and transcendent to its mere reflections. Jung comments, "Science is the art of creating suitable illusions which the fool believes or argues against. But the wise man enjoys their beauty or their ingenuity without being blind to the fact that they are human veils and curtains concealing the abysmal darkness of the unknowable." If we are in the cave of shadows and don't know it, the shadows appear to be the real world, as we have no point of comparison. And yet, the shadows have no intrinsic, independent existence on their own, as they are merely derivative from, projections of, and inseparable from the light. After centuries of becoming habituated to a world of shadows, however, it is easy to become attached to the reality of the shadows, practically disbelieving in the light that informs them. As if mesmerized, enchanted, and spellbound by the display of the shadows, we have little suspicion of the light that is their source. Once we step out of the cave, however, we realize that there is and always has been only light. To recognize and see through the world of shadows is to be in the light. The cutting edge of 21st century physics is beginning to wonder, what is this higher dimensional form of light that is casting the shadows? How is it different from the electromagnetic light that the majority of scientists think of when they think of light? Could this higher dimensional form of light be the light of awareness itself, thereby related to the mysterious factor of consciousness? Discovering, or are they creating, a novel spiritual path, physicists are beginning to find within the world of shadows, in our case physical reality, the very light of consciousness that is its source. This is the light by which we see, not the visible light that we see with our physical senses. The light that we see with our eyes is itself a shadow on the walls of the cave of the third dimension, a lower level shadow of the higher dimensional, uncreated, living light of consciousness itself. This is an archetypal situation that wisdom traditions throughout the ages have been pointing at. Encoded within the shadow is hidden the light. The greatest pioneers of modern physics are beginning to look beyond the shadows, beyond the cave, beyond physics, beyond the physical world altogether, into the realm of metaphysics and their own minds. This turning inwards and upwards, dimensionally speaking, is a watershed moment in the evolution of the science of the physical world. It is an epical inflection point in the very nature of the scientific endeavor, in which the quest for the deeper understanding of the nature of the physical world has finally gone beyond the physical world per se. In our inquiry into nature, humanity is beginning to realize that we can't exclude the aspect of nature within ourselves that is investigating nature. Science finds itself in the unexpected position of being irresistibly drawn into the higher dimensional worlds of consciousness, where much to its surprise, it is finding the deeper source of what we call the physical world. This is big news, indeed.